it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Emergency, Greg Cody Show Podcast. Emergency episode. Emergency episode. Emergency episode. Podcast, Greg Cody Show. Emergency. Emergency in it.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Hey, that kind of thing. That kind of thing.
Greg, can you tell me, we did our holiday episode last week.
Yeah.
And you told me I was off for the year. Right. I don't even know why I'm asking you. Yeti, why am I here right now? We're doing a Greg Cody emergency podcast.
Emergency. We've on only done a couple of these.
It's New Year's Eve. Greg, what are you doing tonight?
You know what? I haven't even decided yet.
All right.
What are you doing, New Year?
Good
planning.
Good podcasting for you. Lie to us at least. Say something interesting. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
No. I'll tell you what he was going to do. He was within a few hours of having to eat a fried toenail.
Is that why we're here? Do we have, because he lost the bet because we're at New Year's Eve and Tony Kornheiser, unless Tony Kornheiser is about to show up in this Zoom via Yeti, I win the bet. Eat that toenail.
Here's the thing. I got a message from Tony's producer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Producing it.
What's his name?
And it contains a little something pertinent to the show. It's a little audio file. Should I play it for you?
Is he calling in? What's going on?
Wait, we have something from Tony Kornheiser's producer.
I have something from Tony Kornheiser's producer.
Should we give a backstory here for the three people?
Yeah, let's explain this ridiculous bet. Okay.
Okay. So Greg Cody regularly appears on the Tony Kornheiser podcast radio show. I don't know. Is it a radio show, podcast?
I think it's a podcast now. Who can tell the difference anymore?
And my dad has said for most of this year, 2022, that he was going to have Tony Kornheiser on as kind of a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing.
Right.
I've done your podcast enough. And I've told my dad that he famously does no podcasts. He's done the Levitard show once or twice in the dozens of years it's existed. So I just told him there was no shot it was going to happen. And we made a bet that involved his toenail, where if Tony Kornheiser came on by the end of the year, I would have to not eat his toenail, but sleep outside because I'm not going to eat that toenail. And if he did come on, wait, did I get this backwards?
No, you wiggle out of that bet. The bet was if I lost, I would eat my toenail.
Yeah.
So if Tony doesn't show up by midnight, New Year's Eve, Greg would eat the toenail.
Yeah.
If he does show up, then Chris came up with the weakest bet of all time, says I'll sleep outside.
Right, like a Cub Scout. Right.
All right. So if Tony shows up on this is our last episode. I mean, we're on New Year's Eve right now, literally recording this on New Year's Eve.
This is the big payoff either way.
So if he's not here by the end of this recording, I win the bet.
Right. And if he is here on our show, I win the bet.
Okay. And I just know he's not. It's literally New Year's Eve. Tony Kornheiser's not going to appear right now on this show.
Right, well, let's see. I mean, Yeti knows. We don't know.
Is this going to be like a fake Tony Kornheiser? Like, I get it. I can see
God,
you guys.
I hope not.
I bet this is audience. Let me talk to you.
Oh, I hope not.
No, you both shut up. You both shut up. Let me talk to the audience right now. I don't know what's going on right now. I literally just got off the golf course on New Year's Eve. And I'm like about to go out for the night. And Yeti said we have to do an emergency pod.
Where are you going?
So this is one of two things. It's the real Tony Kornheiser, which is impossible. Or it's a Tony Kornheiser impersonator, which would be funny if they found one. So
are there any?
Let's have Izzy Gutierrez join the Zoom now and pretend to be Tony Kornheiser. Like, I feel like that's what's about to happen.
This better not be a fake.
All right, guys. Here is what I received from the producer of the Tony Kornheiser show.
This is Tony Kornheiser. Obviously, I'm on the Greg Cody show. So, Greg, you win. You beat Chris.
Yes!
It's a real good deal for me, too. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah!
Wait a minute.
Yes!
Whoa.
Yeah!
No, 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 no.
Woo!
No.
Waving the victory flag.
Hold on. A 7-second audio clip is what you got from Tony Kornheiser?
Was that the whole thing? I'm hearing it for the first time.
There might be a little bit more.
Oh, God.
This is Tony Kornheiser, just to tell you, you're listening to The Greg Cody Show. I'm on all the time, Chris. You're a loser.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
He's not on all the time.
He said he was.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to pretend that this is a victory for you, Greg?
This is Tony Kornheiser just appeared on the Greg Cody Show podcast. Yes or no? No.
We never said, I could go on YouTube and get an audio clip of Tony Kornheiser. We said he would appear for an interview on this podcast.
No, we didn't. We said we would get him on the podcast.
No, you're eating that nail. This is not how I'm ending my year with you two. I had such a heartfelt, nice ending to that last episode. This is bullshit.
Bit.
We are not doing this. Don't do this, Dad.
Okay, do we agree that was not a fake Tony Kornheiser? That was Tony Kornheiser.
Play the first clip again.
All right, let the record reflect.
This is Tony Kornheiser. Obviously, I'm on the Greg Cody Show. So, Greg, you win. You beat Chris. It's a real good deal for me, too. Happy holidays, everybody.
Look at that. He just flexed on you. That little comment at the end. It's a win for me, too.
Yes.
He just literally slapped you in the face with...
No, and it felt so good. Hurt so good. Thank you, Tony the K, for slapping me.
He literally slapped you in the face with, this is the best you're ever going to get. This is the closest you're ever going to get to me. So I win. I can now say I was on your show without having to be on your show.
Thank you.
Well, Greg, I know you were trying to taint the pool, you know, and like a while ago and work with said producer to try to, you know, get Tony on. And he kept saying like, okay, you're going to win. We'll make it happen. But there was always an excuse, like he was moving, someone's wedding.
Seriously, what was his excuse this time?
Yeah, you recently got an excuse leading up to this that made it still questionable.
Yeah, there have been a few excuses. He was moving after decades in the same house. He was
his
moving.
Dog ate his homework.
No, the other one was his daughter was getting married.
His daughter ate his homework.
There you go.
What was the most recent one?
The most recent was, and I'm not calling into question this at all. It sounds legit, but Tony, I guess, has had back problems and he was having back surgery. And so the fact that prone, supine, getting ready to be operated on in the operating room, he recorded this for me, for our show. That's spectacular. Thank you, Tony.
I'd like to think he was taken from my example from recording in the hospital earlier this year.
I'm protesting. This is bullshit.
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
I need an arbiter. I need someone to judge on this. This is not right. This is not what we meant.
You got to eat the loss. You got to eat the loss.
This is not how we envisioned him being on. This is a loophole. I don't like Yeti for doing this. Literally on New Year's Eve. If we play this on the pod tomorrow, I win the bet. This is not even an appearance. I don't like it. We need to go to. We put it on the poll or something. I don't like this.
So when he says this is Tony Kornheiser on the Greg Cody Show, that is not him on the Greg Cody Show. What are you saying,
Dad? The whole bet was, would he appear for an interview? Would he come on this podcast?
Would he be on the show?
All right, we can agree to disagree on that. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I need a third voice or fourth. You know, I don't want to say third. A fourth voice, maybe fifth, because if someone agrees with me, it'll be 2-2. I don't know what the math is. I need an arbiter. I need this talked out. Something doesn't smell right here.
Here's what he's going to do, Greg. He's going to throw it to the shipping container this week when you're on the show.
Oh, good God. If for a vote?
No, I won't do that because you know where Billy will vote. I'm not. The shipping container is the last place I'm going with this.
Thank you, Billy. Okay. Thank you, Billy. Listen. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
That's a useless statement.
No, it isn't. And I'm going to explain why. Possession is 9/10 of the law. I possess Tony Kornheiser's voice on my podcast.
No, you don't. Yeti does. Yeti does.
No. That's my intellectual property. Not that I've ever been accused of being an intellectual.
I'm the final editor. I'll cut it out. I'll cut him out of this podcast.
No, you won't.
Greg, I just sent you the files, so you now possess them in your email.
All right. Thank you. Possession, 9/10 of the law.
That is 7/10 because you have no idea what to do with a file in your email.
Well, I can file my nails. That's about all. Listen,
you clearly don't file them enough.
Yeah, that's true. I win the bet. Period. No. Paragraph.
Nonsense.
Well, we have to arbitrate this.
Yeti, you're siding with this turncoat?
Of course he. How can he not?
Yeti, you're on Team Greg in this.
I mean, they sent me the file. What am I supposed to do with it? You know, except for play it. I have to play.
All right. Get off the fence. Whose side are you on?
Look, I don't want Greg to have to eat a toenail. Like, Chris.
No, hold on.
Like,
Yeti.
A light breeze could kill him.
You can, Yeti, you can play that audio clip. That audio clip should be played on the show, but look at me in the eye, Yeti, and tell me that when we came up with this bet, that was appeasing. That's what we were talking about when we meant he's going to be on this podcast. That is bull crap what you did to me.
It's a win, man.
He made an appearance.
Thank you.
That is.
We've done more with less from Levitard.
That was 9 seconds of content combined between.
We literally took Dan telling Greg to F off for his birthday a little over a year ago as promoting Dan being on the show.
Correct.
So we're applying that logic.
Tony Kornheiser put more effort into taking a shit than he did to being on the Greg Cody show.
I disagree. I mean,
at his age, you know, that can be kind of difficult.
Tony, if you're listening, I appreciate what you did.
He did say my name. That was cool that he said my name.
That's true. He did. Yeah. Even though Tony, he called you a loser. Yeah.
I'm on all the time, Chris. You're a loser.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Him saying my name kind of feels like a Zion situation. It's just a win for me.
Chris, you're a loser.
Like he knows my name now. Like,
there you go.
You're a loser.
Now you're acknowledging he was on the show because he said your name. Is that right?
Look.
Isn't that right?
All right. I mean, clearly his voice is on the show. But to say that that's a victory for you is one of the stretches of all time.
Okay, well, we're going to arbitrate this because there will be a winner and a loser. I will either
eat my toenail. Let Dan Levitard decide.
Just him?
Yes.
What?
Just Dan.
Why? Who gave him that power?
I just think he's a good person. I trust him.
I would rather have Ron McGill decide than Dan.
Actually, Ron McGill is actually not a bad one. Let's get three of our most trusted people, and we go 2 out of 3.
Okay.
I like this. Tim Kirkchin.
All right.
Ron McGill. And then we have to come up with a third person. You want Dan to be the third?
What do you think, Yeti? Like, who should the three be?
I think those two. You can't argue with Ron McGill and Tim Kirkchin.
You cannot argue with Ron McGill or Tim Kirkchin. Dan, you know, we trust him, but at the same time, do we trust him with Greg Cody's welfare? You
know? No, because here's the thing. If you know the bet, you're going to vote whichever way has me eating my toenail. And Dan knows the bet.
Sarah Spain.
All right. There.
Friend
deal.
Of the pod. Hasn't been on in a long time.
All right, there you go. Those three. We don't tell them we tell them that there's a bet. Chris and Greg have a bet whether Tony Kornheiser would come on by the end of 2022.
Okay.
This is what happened on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Does it count as an appearance on the Greg Cody show? Yes or no? We don't tell them about the toenail until after they decide.
Okay. All right. So that's our panel of three.
Yes.
McGill? Yes. Okay. McGill, Kornheiser, and Spain.
Hopefully we can turn this around for the first episode of the new year, like our next episode. So we'll try to get all three of them on and decide.
Right. And hopefully Christopher will be sleeping in the backyard like a Cub Scout.
Not without a fight.
Okay.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to everyone except these two scoundrels that I'm looking at in my Zoom right now.
Chris Cody's a sore loser.
I feel like Greg Cody knew about this. Did you guys do this to me on purpose? Like, Dad's acting like this is the first time he's hearing that audio. I don't believe any of this.
That's about all the time I have here, folks. Be sure to check out our next episode Monday, January the 9th. You can find it at thegregcodyshow.com. Chris has got me in a corner. Be sure to buy our stuff at shop.thegregcodyshow.com.
Yeah, go check out the newest show called that just says Liar on it. It's the new Greg Cody edition shirt.
Happy New Year! Woo! Thank you all, lovely audience. We appreciate you. We have for almost 3 full years now. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Do you think we should reveal Tony Kornheiser's producer's name?
No, it's fine.
I wouldn't. No.
We don't even know it.
Damn.
Well, I know it, but I'm keeping it a secret.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.